Hello, good people. This is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, with another video this Friday evening. And today I want to ask the question, what exactly does it mean when you want to architect your life? What does that mean? That word has, the phrase architecting your life has fascinated me since I first heard it, because it's very direct. It means redesigning your life, recreating it, moving it in a very specific direction. Now, the thing about life is that it never moves in the direction that we want it to, but we can, or we already know what we want. And we can move in the direction of the things we want instead of constantly being held back and holding on to the things that we don't want, holding on to the things that happened to us. I love the idea of architecting your life because it is aspirational. It gives you this, freedom. It makes you feel like you can do anything with your life. You can remove certain things, you can add new things, you can readjust certain aspects of your life. It feels like you have this freedom. There are no rules to what you can do. And that's why I love this idea of architecting your life. So there's something that somebody said. A famous actor, he said he never plans his life. He just moves it in the direction of how he feels. Now, what I've just said may have absolutely nothing to do with what I'm saying right now, but I find it fascinating that there are people who just go with the flow. They just go with the flow. And I want you to know that if that resonates with you, if you don't like the idea of planning exactly where your life is headed or where you want it to be in 5 years or 10 years, if that's not who you are, then by all means, do what you feel is right for you. Go with the flow of what your intentions are with your life. If that's what sits with your spirit the most, by all means, do it. There's nobody who should be giving you some sort of rule book or status quo of exactly how you're supposed to lead or live your life. There's no manual. It doesn't exist. You take the messages that work for you and you go with them. And you remove the things that you know are not going to work for you and you leave them behind. You take what works and you build with that. And that is part of architecting your life. I think that the most important thing about, like for me personally, moving into the next chapter of my life is to make sure that, first of all, I have as little rules as possible. This is me, like the idea of what I want to do with my life is have as little rules as possible. Not what's the word? Man, that's the thing about live videos. You can find yourself really tongue-tied in certain things, but not putting yourself in little boxes and labeling them. And saying that this is who I have to be. This is where I need to be by this time. I have watched, especially this part of my life, a lot of my peers who are just really unhappy and disappointed with the fact that a lot of the plans they made just didn't pan out. And they are hung up on that. Hung up on the fact that, man, I'm 37 years old. I'm not married. I don't have children. Fine, I may have a great career, but all of these other things haven't worked out. And then you find yourself focusing so much on that. And that's not the idea when it comes to, when I say architect your life, what comes up for you? What are your thoughts? Because for me, it makes me want to sit down and write out like get a journal or even a large piece of white paper and just write Sheila's, you know, Sheila's plan, the architecture of her life, architecting my life. What does that mean for you? What do you want? What are the things that you want to move towards more of? What are the things that you want to leave behind? What are the things that you want to experience more of? What are the things that you want to do more of? What are the feelings that you want to feel more of? Move in that direction. It's very, very simple. You don't have to create this concrete plan of exactly what you need to do. But there are, you know, the thing about us as human beings, we all have our internal compass that directs us. It's an internal voice that is really important for us to listen to. And that's the beauty about this idea of architecting your life. It just sounds so free. It sounds so much better than plan your life out in these three simple strategies. Because life is not that directed. It is not rigid. I think it has taught us over and over again that no matter how strongly you plan something, how much you want the outcome to be in a certain way, it is not going to turn out that way. And we have to figure out how to deal with those hurdles, those unexpected turns. And that's why I love this idea of being an architect of your own life, because you can design it as you're going along. It doesn't have to be a concrete house that stays there. As you get older, you can readjust your plans. As a new situation that was unexpected comes up, you can readjust that aspect of your life. But always moving towards your highest intentions, which to me personally is leading the most meaningful life that I can lead. I'm talking about me. I don't know what your version of architecting your life is, but for me, is definitely leaving a mark and basically saying that I was here, I existed, I touched somebody's life, I did something with my life. And maybe I didn't leave some huge legacy, but I did something to leave an impact. So, what is your version of architecting your life? What is it that you want out of your life? What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to feel more of, experience more of, build more of? And what is it that you want to let go of, experience less of, stop dwelling so much on? Because the idea here is to lead as meaningful a life as you possibly can. That's the idea. For me anyway. I don't know about you. So that's my video for today. Basically just talking about what is it about this word or this phrase, architecting your life. I hope it interests you as much as it interests me. So I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend ahead, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one. Take care. And bye for now.